they'll go.
Now it's recording. Folks, if you need pencils, they're in the pouch.
Okay. So words, this song is from something called the Romance tradition. So I want to just give you a little bit of a background on what romances are about, what the, it comes basically from like epic poetry and bardic singing and storytelling through melody. So it's not really a song, it's really a story. So the whole thing is about telling the story with a repetitive melody that is easy and that is a vehicle for the text to be told. So the challenge that we have, or that I have, you know, when I work when I perform for audiences that don't understand the text, you know, it's like, then what do you do? You're like a storytelling with, like, you know, somebody's coming and storytelling in Greek, that doesn't really help. So that's why we have all sorts of other musical elements that kind of add to, you know, you tell the translation and then people might recognize certain voices or certain words, and that will do something. But so for you, it's very important to know that the story is, it's not really about the melody, it's really about the story. And that's why the melody is so short, and it just repeats over and over and over, excuse me, as a vehicle for the song to be told. So this text is actually a text that exists in a lot of different incarnations throughout the Mediterranean. And this is the incarnation from Morocco, which also is known as Una Tarde de Verano. It has another name as well. And this one is Al Pasar por Casablanca, right? What's happening? He's walking by this place in Casablanca. He's walking by the Moorish neighborhood, and he sees this young woman washing in a crystal clear stream. Crystal clear stream is like a metaphor for her purity, right? So then he says, please let my horses drink from this pure water. Uh-huh. This is also, right, he's not saying let my horses drink from this pure water, right? He's saying, I want to be with you, right? And then she says, oh, well, I'm not a Moor, because he says, you beautiful Moorish girl, she says, I'm not a Moor, I'm actually a Christian captive. So we talked about this, did you?
Yes, I mentioned it briefly, yeah. And I refer to you.
Yeah, so the issue here is, like, this is a Sephardic repertoire. Why are we talking in a Christian voice, right? But what can actually, the function that it plays in the community is also as a way of teaching people about life circumstances, behaviors, things that they can expect. And so here the issue of, like, the abducted woman is really what's the story that's being told. There is, so the message here is, beware, you can become an abducted woman, right? So if you go out, you know, into the fields, or go out of the Medina walls, of the city walls, or go out of the Jewish quarter walls, you might be abducted, right? Even people as, actually, my mother-in-law told me that she wasn't allowed to go out of the Melah of Marrakesh, like her dad didn't want them to leave the doors when they were young women or young girls, because he was afraid that they might get abducted. So, I mean, this was not really not that long ago that this is still a part of the fear, right, of what could happen to a young woman. So this song is saying, you know, oh, here's a case of this young woman who got abducted, who fortunately had a happy ending, because why? It turned out that it was her brother, that, you know, she thought she was marrying somebody, but then I don't know if you've all read the translations, or if not, but you can read, yeah. So, and then they find out, oh, it is, right, her brother, and not some random man. And then at the end she says, I've been washing pañuelos, right, in crystal clear waters again. So she's telling her family, I have maintained my purity. So this is, it's about, and one of the underlying themes which we talked about on Shabbat also is this issue of women's purity and the maintaining of women's purity, and how these songs actually over and over talk about this theme. And it's like teaching the young girls or the young women and even the young men, right, about this concept of like a woman protecting her sexuality, basically. So so this song, let's see, what I'm trying to think about is we can actually have split it into narrator, man and woman, right? And mother. So, because what I'd like to do, since we're a whole group of people, is to split up the different parts and not everybody sing the whole thing all the time through. So, so the narrator only has one line, actually. So, should I do it with like volunteers or how? Yeah.
Let's have everybody sing it for now, and then we'll find.
Yeah, and then we can split
there.
Up. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that maybe we can split, because what I'm thinking we can do mostly is do a lot of like the women sing the women part and the man sing the men's part, and then we have the narrator that sings one line, right? Oh, the mother also. Okay, so why don't we sing something then? And how do you usually do, like, should we?
We could start with pitches. Now,
yeah.
The pitches that you that you submitted for us versus the pitches that you sang for us. So your voice is da da da. Although it's written there. Da 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 da. So you decide.
Yeah,
you wrote it in F, it's actually F, D minor versus A minor.
Oh, well, I've been actually doing it in concert as written here.
Good.
Okay.
So let's do that.
So that should still be an F.
Yeah.
Travis can be there.
And if you can play along with us, I think that'll probably help. And I'll eventually. I just don't know what the mic situation is going to be on the night of, so to play
we'll,
the part.
Yeah.
We can figure that out later.
We'll know.
Okay.
A lot more.
So why don't we just do it? We're going to do an introduction, and I'm going to play that for you right now, so that you know where we will enter. And then if we can just sing it once through as a practice, then we can figure out where we are with that. I'll do it's gonna be a longer introduction the night of. I'll just do the thing that's coming right before we walk in, right? Things right now. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. What we'll do is I will speak one line and then you can repeat it right after me, and I'll speak it in rhythm so then you can hear it in rhythm, and then but let's not sing it, let's just speak it through.
Yes.
Al pasar por Casablanca.
Al pasar por Casablanca.
Pase por la morería.
Pase por la morería.
Y vi una
amor alabando.
Y mi amor alabando.
Al pie de una fuente fría.
Al pie de una fuente fría.
So you notice, vi una, que de una. Right?
De una,
yeah. So that a in the middle of v and a una is all really just very quickly. Yeah, so you're going towards the na.
Could you do that again?
If you na mor alabando.
If you na mor alabando.
Al pie de una fuente fría.
Al que de una fuente fría.
Yo la dije, mora bella.
Yo la dije, mora bella.
Yo la dije, mora linda.
Yo la dije, mora linda.
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 Deja brevar mis caballos.
Deja brevar mis caballos.
De este agua cristalina.
De esa agua cristalina.
No soy mora, caballero.
No soy mora, caballero.
Que soy cristiana cautiva.
Que soy cristiana cautiva.
Listen to this just for a second. Que soy cristiana cautiva.
Que soy cristiana cautiva.
Que me cautivaron moros.
Que me cautivaron moros.
Que me cautivaron moros.
Que me cautivaron moros.
Día de Pascua, Florida.
Día de Pascua, Florida.
Pam, 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 pam.
Very good, yeah. So this, I want to tell you something about this Pascua, Florida. It's, either Passover or Easter, right? But it's interesting because there was a tradition of going out to the countryside during Passover to have picnics. And actually, the crypto Jews in Portugal still, or the people that were crypto Jews and that reconnected with a community in Portugal still do that. So I think that's interesting to see this, that they go out for picnics during the intermediate days of Passover. So it's kind of interesting to connect to that tradition of doing that. Okay. Ven conmigo, mora bella.
Ven conmigo, mora bella.
Ven conmigo, mora linda.
Ven conmigo, mora linda.
Y mi honra, caballero.
Y mi honra, caballero.
Donde yo la dejaría.
Donde yo la dejaría.
Con la punta de mi espada.
Con la punta de mi espada.
Yo te la defendería.
Yo te la defendería.
La, oh, hold on, that was a little messy. Yo te la defendería.
Yo te la defendería.
La mis ropas, caballero.
Las mis ropas, caballero.
Al agua las tiraría.
Al agua las tiraría.
Al pasar por esos campos.
Al pasar por esos campos.
La mora llora y suspira.
La mora llora y suspira.
Really listen to each other, you guys. You're starting to get out of sync. And you were really together at the beginning. So keep that those ears open and get out of your heads, please.
Could you do the La Mora again, please?
La Mora llora y suspira.
La Mora llora y suspira.
Yeah, so llorai, llorai, right? La Mora llora y suspira.
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 Porque lloras, mora bella.
Porque lloras, mora bella.
Porque lloras, mora linda.
Porque lloras, mora linda.
Lloro porque en estos campos.
Lloro porque en estos campos.
padre a casa venia.
Mi padre a casa venia.
Ok, mi padre a.
Mi padre a
casa venia. Again, mi padre a casa venia. Again, mi padre a casa venia. You're making it too long, you guys. Mi padre a casa venia.
Mi padre a casa venia.
Con mi hermanito Alejandro.
Con mi hermanito Alejandro.
Y toda su compañía.
Y toda su compañía.
Madre, abra usted la puerta.
Madre, abra usted la puerta.
You're really not listening to each other, the men and the women, in different worlds. Okay, let's really open up our ears and listen to each other and make sure that we're all together. Madre, abra usted la puerta.
Madre, abra usted la puerta.
Ventanas y galerías.
Ventanas y galerías.
Que yo te traigo la rosa.
Que yo te traigo la rosa.
Que llorabas noche y día.
Que llorabas noche y día.
Que yo le traigo la rosa.
Que yo le traigo la rosa.
Que lloraba noche y día.
Que lloraba noche y día.
Mientras que el padre la besa.
Mientras que el padre la besa.
La madre llora y suspira.
La madre llora y suspira.
Mientras que el padre la besa.
Mientras que el padre la besa.
La madre llora y suspira.
La madre llora y suspira.
Hija mía, tanto tiempo.
Hija mía, tanto tiempo.
¿Dónde has estado metida?
¿Dónde has estado metida?
¿Dónde has?
¿Dónde has
estado metida? ¿Dónde has estado metida? ¿Dónde has estado metida?
¿Dónde has estado metida?
En una cueva de moros.
En una cueva de moros.
Por esclava me tenían.
Por esclava me tenían.
Lavándoles los pañuelos.
Lavándoles los pañuelos.
En aguas cristalinas.
En aguas cristalinas.
Okay, very good. The pronunciation is great. The only thing that I'm hearing is American wet T's. We do not want wet T's. We want so, like yeah, yo le trai, not trai. Put it more in the front. Traigo. Yeah, I don't want to hear any.
Que yo traigo la rosa.
Exactamente. Okay. Our pronunciation's in a better place, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what I'd like to do is I'm in the pencil and we're going to split. Okay, so he starts. And he sings those first four lines. Al pasar por Casablanca, until the horses. Deja brevar mis caballos este agua cristalina. Yes? Mm-hmm. So the first four lines of text, I would like to start with the men.
Cristalina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cristalina. Then the women answer, no soy mora caballero. Those next two lines. Okay?
No soy mora.
Then we have an instrumental.
Okay.
Next line, men. Ven conmigo, come with me. Next line, the women. What about my honor? Next line, the men. I will save your honor with the tip of my sword. Next line, the women. I will throw the clothes that I'm washing into the crystal clear water, into the waters. Then we have the, then let's just do everybody sings that. That's the narrator, four lines?
The four lines?
Al pasar por esos campos. We have an instrumental after that, right? And then we have al pasar por esos campos, everybody, narrator. And then we have the men. Why are you crying? I am crying because, so the next two lines, the women. My brother and my father would come to hunt here with my brother and all the company. So then the next three lines are the men. Then we have narrator, the next two lines. Mientras que el padre la besa.
So that's all.
Everybody. That's
everybody,
yeah. And then I would like to have somebody sing that line. That's the mother saying, where have you been, my daughter, for all this time? So can I have a woman volunteer that would like to sing that line? Or maybe two people together, like a group of one or two or even three? You want to do that? Yeah? Okay.
I'm the default.
You're the default mother. Okay, good. So the solo. And then we have all the women. Sorry, men. And the song. But you start the song. So, so then the women. Okay?
Just like boom is still giving.
Okay, so is it clear for everybody who sings when?
First two lines, al pasar.
First two lines for the men.
Men.
So the
four lines.
Four lines.
Four lines.
And there's no instrumental in that break.
Got it.
Okay?
Right.
Men.
No, there's an instrumental
the
in every other.
Every other break, there's going to be an instrumental. Okay?
Yes. Including
interrupted. Okay. Maybe on this first instrumental. Yeah, right there and then from there to the end of the song. And you can do like
I just
call it shakers, like add to the heart, you know, especially like the end, like the tension builds, you know, just the whole thing.
What's written is not
now we're like, this is the real test.